WCEM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harris. There have been some major developments in two of Donald Trump's legal cases. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
Late last week, a New York judge delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April after Trump lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the lead prosecutor in the former president's election interference case is out of a job. He resigned after the judge said either the DA or the prosecutor had to withdraw because of a romantic relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the former president says that he, not Joe Biden, would do a better job at protecting Social Security and says if he loses in November, it's going to be tough for everybody. Campaigning for Senate candidate Bernie Moreno in Ohio yesterday, Mr. Trump spoke on a wind-whipped airfield outside of Dayton, praising his chosen candidate in the race as a, quote, America first champion and a political outsider who spent his entire life building up Ohio. Fed policymakers meet this week. Questions about whether the bank will start reducing interest rates.
Most economists do not expect a rate cut this time around. There had been hope for a reduction as early as this month, but that hope has faded amid persistently stubborn inflation. Now, many analysts speculate the Fed will start scaling back the cost of borrowing by the end of June. Chairman Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's decision Wednesday afternoon. Also this week, an update on the housing market, reports on housing starts, building permits, and existing home sales, and the index of leading economic indicators is due Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police say an early morning shooting here in the nation's capital killed two people and wounded five others. The five are in the hospital. No word on their condition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Germany's vice chancellor has launched a program initially worth up to 4 billion euros to help heavy industry shift to different kinds of production over a 15-year period.
Germany, which is home to many energy-intensive industries as Europe's biggest economy, aims to cut its greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2045. The government says Germany is the first in the European Union to launch the so-called carbon contracts for difference. Companies have 4 months to bid for support under the contracts, which are supposed to compensate for the extra costs of climate-friendly production processes where they otherwise would not be competitive.
Correspondent Jeremy House. South Sudan's government closing down all schools beginning tomorrow as the country prepares for a heat wave of extreme measures expected to last about 2 weeks. It'll be 113 by day. News and analysis at townhall.com. The late Tony Bennett is being memorialized in a special way in San Francisco.
A cable car dedicated to the late Tony Bennett rolls past the landmark Fairmont Hotel, where the singer first performed the song that would forever tie him to San Francisco. On Valentine's Day last month, San Francisco officials dedicated one of the city's iconic cable cars to Bennett. His I Left My Heart in San Francisco included a line about the city where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. Bennett was a great friend to the cable cars and to San Francisco. Car 53 was being restored after an accident when the idea came up to dedicate it to Bennett. Keith Peters reporting.
I guess they don't like tennis. A swarm of bees forced a two-hour disruption in the quarterfinal match between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev in the BNP Paribas Open this past week in Indian Wells, California. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
With sunshine on the St. Patrick's Day and winds increasing out of the west, the highs hit at 63, and then overnight a partly cloudy sky with a low dipping to 39. Tomorrow, dry, windy, and cooler behind the front. Expect sunshine at a high of 52 as winds gusting from the west, and a sunny afternoon on Tuesday with a high close to 50. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you looking for a way to boost energy, support your heart, and age with grace? Well, it's time to check out Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Orasine provides essentials our bodies need to naturally combat fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar, caffeine, and unhealthy ingredients common in superficial energy sources. Plus, Rescue Orasine supports healthy blood pressure and cardio function, too. Now, for a limited time, our radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code FUEL when ordering to get this exclusive deal. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code FUEL online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, to buy one Orasine and get another one free. Go to res-q.com now and stay fueled and fit with Orasine.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome. This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rowe.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. I am delighted to be here. Everybody's got green on except Noah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is the 17th of March. I want to tell you about a few houses I have for sale. I want to tell you about some homes that I need, and I see that we already have some guests on the line. Again, this is Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Some of the homes that I need right now, I need homes in any condition. Baltimore County, I need homes, Stevenson homes, ranchers, garages, as is. I need a fourth floor condo in the quarry on the Travertine, on Travertine, and I need a stone and brick, very large home on acreage with the ability to have two primary suites. If you've got any of these homes, I've got buyers for them immediately, or they can wait. Also, I have a few homes for sale. If you want to go to my website, margaretrome.com, you can see the beautiful homes that I have. If you've got any questions, give me a call. Again, 410-530-2400. I want to take a special guest by the name of Ann Ruby to talk to me on the show today. Good afternoon, Ann.
Hi there, Margaret. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, my goodness, and yours, too. I want to tell the listening audience who you are. Anne is was actually my very, very first teacher in real estate a few years ago, Anne, right?
A few years ago, yes.
And I think Ann is probably one of my most favorite people that I have ever met. We've traveled together. We've laughed together. We've cried together, and we certainly have sold some real estate together. So, welcome, welcome! What a nice surprise.
Yes, I am so delighted to be here, and I think of the time that has passed that we haven't been able to connect as much. And I have to tell your listeners this. When I walked into class the first day that I was to meet with a group who were going to be working in real estate, there was this delightful-looking lady sitting in the front row, and as I walked up the aisle, she looked at me and smiled, and her eyes twinkled, and she said good morning to me. And I said to myself, oh, I've got a winner in this class. And I still say the same thing. You have the best attitude about how you help other people and how you're going to spend your time. And I just so admire you.
Well, I have to tell you that we are having... I have, Ann... Yes. Somebody else who is very, very special to both of us, who is also calling in on the line right this minute. You will never guess, but we have Mike and Mary who are going to be guests today, and they are on the line right now. I want to say good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Mary, if you're there. My two, three favorite real estate people are here. Can you hear me, Mike?
Ruby, is that you?
This is. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ann. Yeah. Mary is with her granddaughter, so she won't be with us today.
Okay.
Well, that means you have to be double what you would be if the two of you were there.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm delighted. I not planned for both of you to be here, but what a pleasure. Oh, many years ago, when Ann and I went to the Master Sales Academy to meet with Mike and Floyd and a gazillion what we call sweat hogs back then and wikis, was just the beginning of this successful real estate agent. And it has brought together so many beautiful people who follow the rule of you get by giving. Mike, tell us what's going on. Let's talk. Ann, you're welcome to stay on if you like. I love you.
Oh, and the feeling is mutual. I love you right back.
Okay.
And I would be delighted to stay on and maybe have a input now and then.
Okay. So welcome, Mike. Mike is the president of the Floyd Whitman organization. I think Mike was the first trainer that Floyd had. Tell us about that, Mike.
Oh, it's BC, real estate before computers.
Right.
That's back when the only thing you needed to succeed was selling skills. Now you need technology and everything else that's brought it, but selling skills are still in vogue, and that's what we teach. And I'm so glad for this opportunity to address your audience, Margaret, for two reasons. Number one, because of who you are. You know, how many years have you been on the radio, and how many years have you done this over and over? And I love to say that variety is the spice of life, but spice only adds flavor. Your substance is consistency, and that's you.
Well,
you are consistent.
And you guys certainly helped teach me that.
Well, thank you. If you've been living in a cave or had your head in the sand for the last 3 days, then you missed the news that the National Association of Realtors has reached a settlement to protect its members. And there'll be some new rules coming down about how buyers compensate their agents and how sellers compensate their agents. And I was reminded of a quote from our founder, Floyd, many years ago when interest rates were hovering around 18%, and a quote that came back up about 15 years ago when the commercial credit collapsed and the whole real estate business went into convulsions. And he said, the change in real estate is not here right now. The change is coming in the future. The question is, can you make it to the future? And I wanted to address that because Mary and I, as we thought about this all weekend, we're saying to ourselves, what message can we deliver to our students and the people we love and serve the most about this change that's coming that will help them get to the future? And the first thing that came to mind is what not to do. And, you know, change always brings with it opportunity, but it also brings with it a tendency to procrastinate, to panic, to hide, to stop doing what you know works, to deny that things are going to change. And that's not how you make it to the future. You know those memes, Margaret, that say, keep calm and do this?
Mm-hmm.
I think they were in vogue a few years ago. Well, I say keep calm and prospect. And
that's
what's going to make it to the future. And that's number one. I think number two is your clients, the real estate buying and selling public, are going to look to their agents with questions. What does all this mean? How is it going to affect us? How is it going to affect the value of our home? And I think if we don't prepare a response, then they're not going to stay our clients for long. They're looking for answers. So I think you got to think about what your response is going to be when people ask you, does this mean I don't have to pay a commission? Does this mean, and there'll be tens of dozens of questions. Put a response together so you don't fumble your way through it like I just did.
Mike, give us some examples. I mean, we all are very interested in reading about this. I'm hearing comments from the public. I'm reading comments from real estate agents. I see a lot of negative. I see some positive. I think things are going to change, but I don't think they're going to change that much because what I think it's way blown out of proportion. And as you know, it's always been negotiable. Now they are not going to allow us to offer commissions to the buyer agent on our MLS. And my personal feeling, and please, you know, share with me, is that I think those of us that have been in the business for a long time understand what we're doing, understand that this is a relationship business and who we have relationships with, I think they're the ones that are going to do well in the business, and I think it is going to probably eliminate and discourage some of the new people who want to come in or who are not quite so seasoned right now. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I agree that newer people, newer licensees, could be discouraged and maybe even chased out of the business if they don't get some training and some supervision and some direction from their brokerages. That's absolutely true. But you and I know that everything has always been negotiable, and the more transparency, the better. I believe the decoupling of commissions has been inevitable for quite a while. It just took a nudge from the Department of Justice to get us there. And that's going to be the final upshot of all of this, is that commissions will be decoupled. Now, how that works through mortgaging, how it works with closing costs, how it works on pricing, all that's going to be determined. It's not now. The court hasn't even approved the settlement. It probably will, but the regulations that it will change won't be in effect until July. That's mm-hmm. number one. So that's why I say keep prospecting. Don't stop generating your business. But we're probably going to enter into a little bit of a Wild West scenario for a couple of months. Every company's preparing a response to this. Every brokerage is preparing a response to all of this. And it, ultimately, what it will boil down to is who is going to pay the agent to do what? And that was the third thing I wanted to touch on. Because you and I talked before the settlement came down about me coming on and speaking on your radio show, and we were going to talk about what makes a real estate agent's services worth it to you as a consumer. And I did all kinds of research because our students have been asking, how do I sit down with a prospective buyer and say, here's what I'm going to provide for you, and here's why I'm worth it. And it all, I believe, begins with the definition of the word fiduciary. It begins with an understanding that when you're acting on behalf of somebody in their best interest, that you're doing it, first of all, with their consent, and second of all, under their control. And your desires and interests always come in second to your client. That's how it's always been with listings.
Okay. Repeat that again. Mike, I think that's a very important thing. What makes a real estate agent and their client a fiduciary, and how they are working on the best interest with that client's permission. Is that correct?
And that's described and defined by laws. This is a fiduciary relationship. It always has been with sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, first of all, with their consent, and second of all, under their control, and most important, all the actions you take on their behalf have to be in their best interest first, not yours. Now, if we're that transparent with buyers, as we always have been with sellers, then I think that's going to set the table for a clear relationship and an understanding of value. Because beyond that, you know what we do. We do due diligence in the search, leaving no stone unturned to help them find the house for them. They get complete confidentiality from us. Whereas if you're not a buyer's agent under contract, if you're, let's say, a transaction agent or a dual agent, then confidentiality is not legally required. But it is if you're a buyer's agent.
Mike, I'm going to ask, I'm sorry to do this. We've got to step out for a quick break. Unfortunately, hang on, you know, keep going.
Pay the bills, Margaret.
Pay the bills. Okay. This is all about real estate. We are talking with Mike Palin with the Floyd Wickman Group, and we also have Ann Ruby on the phone. And if you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate. and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Providing health care to people who need it most. That's the simple but powerful purpose behind Doctors Without Borders. We treat wounded people in war zones, care for malnourished children, and provide safe reproductive health care. We're on the ground in emergencies, from Ukraine to Afghanistan. We put patients first. And we go where we're needed most. Because at Doctors Without Borders, we believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. Doctors Without Borders has provided free, life-saving medical care for over 50 years. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through block time. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call 410-580-5231.
Join the celebration as WCBM marks a century of excellence. It's our 100th anniversary, and we want you to be part of the excitement. Go to WCBM.com to cast your vote for the best logo commemorating this milestone. But wait, there's more. We're inviting our dedicated listeners to submit their own designs. The winner receives and internet radio courtesy of WCBM. Your creativity could become a part of WCBM history. Go to WCBM.com today and let's celebrate 100 years together. For more information and to send your design to WCBM.com, click 100 years.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. We have Mike Palin on the line. We have Ann Ruby on the line, two very, very special people in my real estate and personal life. And Mike, this would be an excellent time to tell the people how to get in touch with you, how you are known for training real estate agents, and I think you're right on target right now, teaching real estate agents how to respond to this. So, if you want to give a number or they can contact me, I don't think you can take a better class than one of your classes or Mary's classes, and I know you will come to wherever they are. So just want to share that with you, but I want to I know this hour is going to go by very fast. I want to keep going. So talk to us more, Mike. Well, this is a perfect time.
Thanks for that, Margaret. Just the simplest way is go to our website, floydwickman.com.
Okay.
FloydWickman.com.
Okay. And if anybody needs any kind of referrals or wants to know more about it, you got raving fans right here with me and with Ann. So please continue. I'm loving hearing about how we've always worked with complete confidentiality to our clients.
Yeah, and if I could just say one more thing, it's the pandemic forced us to do some pivoting because our forte has always been in class, live learning. Well, we've now added online learning and digital remote learning. So however you want to take the program, whether you want it live in a classroom or online or at home in your pajamas, anytime you want, we've got it. Plus, we have coaching, both one-on-one and team coaching. So everything's at floydwickman.com, and you'll see all about it. There were two other things I wanted to mention about the value that a real estate agent brings to a relationship with the buyer, and that's navigation and negotiation, because I know you're expert at these two things. You think about navigating. The easy part for a seller right now and for the last 5 years has been finding a buyer. Inventory's been so in such short supply that buyers are everywhere, and it's easy to find them. What's not easy to do is get from contract to closing. That's become tricky waters to navigate for a lot of people through the inspection period, through the appraisal period, through the offer and counteroffer and negotiation, all the way down to right to the closing date. And I believe last year, if the numbers that I've seen from Redfin are correct, 15% of all contracts that went pending fell apart before they got to closing. Now, if you just say 15%, that doesn't sound like a lot. But when you think about 5 million closings last year, that represents, holy cow, 750,000 contracts that had a problem, which means 750,000 pairs of buyers who got disappointed, 750,000 pairs of sellers who had to come back on the market. And no wonder the public has questions. So if you're looking for the right agent, make sure you find one who has a system for getting you from contract to closing, just like you do, Margaret. I know you do. And the second is that negotiation, your ability to negotiate in the best interest of your client, whichever side that happens to be, not from an adversarial point of view. But I know when you write an offer for a buyer, you do your investigation. You talk to the listing agent. You present. You say, what can you tell me that'll help my buyer write the best offer? You present the buyer in the best possible light. You offer the things that will help the seller the most to come to a yes decision. So if you put all those five things together, the understanding of a fiduciary relationship, the due diligence, the confidentiality, the ability to negotiate and ability to navigate from contract to closing. If you've got all five of those things going for you in your buyer's agent, you're going to get into the home you want.
I can't agree with you more. You know that we think alike because we've learned so much together. It's interesting. Just this morning, I had a real estate agent call and said, do you think your seller would accept such and such a number? This is not the first time that they've done this. And I said, there's only one way that we can find out, and that's if you put it in writing. She said, I don't want to waste our time. And I said, then you're not serious enough. Put it together. I will present it. And then we have something to talk about. As everyone who's ever listened to me knows that a verbal offer doesn't mean a thing. It's not fair to take a verbal offer to a seller. And I think that's what you're talking about, negotiating and how we are looking out for the best interest of the client that we're representing.
You know, technology has created some real efficiencies in real estate. But one of the things I think it's done away with almost completely, and we're really missing the boat, is the face-to-face presentation of contracts.
Nobody does that.
Right. And I think that's a shame.
I think we have lost much of our personal contact, and with the online real estate portals, so much information can be found by the buyers and sellers that they feel like they really don't need us. And I think of the ones that you were talking about, that 15% of the contracts that fell apart, I think that's where this is coming from. They don't have that relationship. They don't have that fiduciary. They don't really know how to negotiate in the best interest of who they are working for.
Yeah, so what we do is we take the benefits that technology has brought to us and add to it our selling skills, our ability to present, you know, our ability to negotiate. And if you can put the two of those together, I think that's how you survive, and not just survive, but thrive as a real estate agent, because you really are serving your clients in their best interest. I don't want to go back to yesterday. Because when I started, and maybe even when you started, Margaret, the listing agent and the seller and the buyer's agent used to go to the seller's house and sit around the kitchen table, and that's Norman Rockwell time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist anymore, right?
No, I don't know. I still go and sit around the table, Mike, when it's necessary.
Oh, well, that's fabulous.
Many of the agents aren't meeting the clients, and they are sending electronically the forms and basically click, 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 sign here. I don't think there are sometimes that the person clicking on signing that electronic contract really does know what they're doing. And I think that's where we come into play, that we need to explain that contract, whether we're doing it face-to-face or whether we're doing it over the Internet.
Well, I like the new technology that allows you to be there visually, mm-hmm. as well as voice. You know, whether it's like Microsoft Teams or Zoom or any of the other online platforms where you can visually see each other, that's a way that you can use technology to enhance the convenience that it also brings and not have to drive all over the country just to get a yes and a signature. But at the same time, you're building and maintaining that relationship. Now, you mentioned something about newer agents being discouraged because of all the changes. And one of the things you and I talked about was this wonderful little story that came across my desk this week about a 100-year-old World War II veteran who was in the D-Day invasion in Normandy. He's from New York. And this spring, he's going back to Normandy for the 80th anniversary and stand on that beach where he was 80 years ago as a 20-year-old GI. But this time, he's bringing his 97-year-old fiance.
I love
it. They're going to get married on that beach.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, they've been dating for 3 years. I guess they just didn't want to rush into anything.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I know that Ann does because Ann and Milo have probably one of the most beautiful marriages I know of. And I know that we help celebrate with them. And I've got to once more take a break. Could you guys wait again? We are all about real estate, and we are talking to Mike Palin, and Ann Ruby is on the line. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Stimulating talk, breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com.
Dry and windy for the rest of the afternoon on this St. Patrick's Day with some sunshine and at times some wind gusts out of the west near 20 to 25 miles per hour as the high temperature hovers near 63. Tonight will be partly cloudy and breezy. Overnight the low should drop down to 39. Cooler weather for the start of the week on Monday with sunshine. Gusty winds out of the west at a high of 52. The low on Monday night should dip to 34 under a clear sky. Then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 50. High should hit the upper 50s by Wednesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Kim decided not to place her blind 95-year-old mother in a nursing home. Kim wanted to personally take care of her mother 24-7, but having a full-time position at Salon 36, she thought it impossible. However, Kim posed her quandary to Salon 36 owner Eddie Seidel, and his response was, "Kim, you and your mom are family. Bring your mom here to work with you every day. We'll even put a bed in the back for her if you'd like." So mom, June Matrosini, accompanied her daughter to work for well over a year, all the while enjoying the company of her daughter, Salon 36 employees, and their patrons until she passed away. Come experience an atmosphere of true, caring people. Pamper yourself or a loved one with one of the many spa packages now available at Baltimore's premier full-service and caring salon, Salon 36 in Owings Mills. 410-363-6900. That's 410-363-6900.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area.
You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Find out how the Canal Trust helps to preserve and maintain the CNO Canal National Historical Park at canaltrust.org. The Trust is committed to protecting the unique history, providing educational programs, and supporting the park's overall sustainability. Visit canaltrust.org to learn about the Trust's efforts on recruiting and inspiring the next generation of park enthusiasts so all can enjoy this beautiful natural resource. Sponsored by the CNO Canal Trust.
Your kids lug around a backpack full of books.
So heavy.
You.
Where did I put my phone?
Just have to lug around your phone.
Ah, there it is.
A world full of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Oh, take me back to those good old days. Those times not very long ago. Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life. In my Irish country home.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Now I think Noah's trying to put a little Irish humor into the show today. Thank you. We are talking with Mike Palin, and we have Ann Ruby on the line. And Mike, I think you're timing for calling in is wonderful. This is not what we plan to talk about, but
no, it isn't.
Please continue. What I mean, you're a teacher of real estate people. What are you teaching them? And for anybody out there who needs any kind of training, even if you're a seasoned agent and you've been in the business for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, it's never too late to take a refresher course. And Mike has made it so easy because it can be done on the computer, on a Zoom call. Take a look at it. You might even want them just to talk about this NAR situation that we're having right now. So let's keep talking, Mike. And Ann, again, I'm so glad that you're here on the show with me. And again, if you guys want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Well, Ann, you've been pretty quiet about this so far. Do you have a take on the NAR settlement?
I'm trying to absorb what is happening and thinking about realities, but I did want to throw something in. You mentioned that figure. I believe it was 15% of what had been a contracted situation did not occur. And a number of years ago, there was a movement within NAR to help people who were in a situation where for some reason it was doubtful that they were going to be going to settlement, and established mediator roles. And that was one of the things that I did in the last 10 years or so that I was in the business. And it was so helpful. I would say that of the mediations I did, probably half of them ended up going to settlement anyway. Things were resolved that couldn't, for whatever reason, the agents couldn't resolve them and the people just weren't happy. But the contract had said that the buyer and seller both agree to go for a mediation if there's any concerns that can't be otherwise resolved. And that was a wonderful opportunity for people to make their own decisions, but be guided by somebody who is experienced in the business.
Yeah, you know, Ann, I think that's so important to connect that to why it's valuable for realtors to have a trade association that provides them with a code of ethics and things like arbitration and and challenges to transactions. That's terrific.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah, Margaret, you said, what is it that we're teaching our agents? You know, it's teaching and coaching at the same time, because really what we do is coaching when we do a program anyway. And I'd like to touch on five things.
Okay.
That if you're at all discouraged or questioning whether or not you have a future in this business, take a look at five things, because these are the five things that we put our students through, and you know how we do it. And the first is, where is your business coming from? It can't come from buying leads, and because that will never be consistent. And it can't come from out of the blue. It's got to come from your relationships. So build close personal relationships with your clients and your prospects, and that will build for you a business that's based on repeat and referrals, and that you don't have to reinvent every January 1st. It's just continuous. And that's number one. Number two is to build a business, build a weekly activity plan. We live Monday through Sunday, or Sunday through Monday. When you start on Monday and hit Sunday, it doesn't go to Maluba Day or some other crazy day. It's 7 days, and then you start over. And we have a tendency to live in those weekly compartments. And if you will, build the discipline of scheduling your appointments and your off time and your prospecting time, and then once a day, taking a look at your big to-do list and picking five things that you're going to do as a priority. So work priorities. High producers consistently work high priority activities. People who are less than productive or unproductive don't, and they sure don't do it consistently. So it takes thought about what's a priority, what will get you to your goals. And the third thing is to know your numbers. Meaning, how many conversations do I need to have to generate a lead? How many leads do I need to have to generate an appointment, et cetera? And the more you know your numbers, the easier it is for you to manage yourself, manage your business. Most people get into real estate because of one of the things they love is the time flexibility. You get to be your own boss, but that's also the worst thing, is you have to be your own boss. And if you're not good at managing your time, then none of the other stuff is going to help. The fourth thing you really want to look at is your selling skills. What are you doing to learn the right things to say the right way at the right time, and then say them enough? Once you get confidence from dialogue, from never being at a loss for words, it just makes everything so much easier. And then the last thing, and this is something that we focus on more so, I believe, than any other company, and that's your character. You know, Floyd's mentor was Zig Ziglar, and he said, Floyd, if you're going to teach people selling skills but not work on their character at the same time, then the selling skills are going to be short-lived. And that's where the Get by Giving philosophy comes from. You know, you can be doing all the right things, but for the wrong reason, with the wrong heart, with the wrong desire to serve. And instead of attracting business to you, it's going to push it away. So we give our students techniques and methods for developing a morning routine, for developing affirmations, for doing visualization exercises, silence and journaling, and all of the things that really build a solid center first thing in the day. You know, if you wake up and flip on the radio or the TV or news, that's almost a lost day. If instead you wake up and you enter into gratitude for all that you have, and you center yourself spiritually and emotionally and mentally, then that's a day you can tackle. That's a day you can stay focused on task and be very productive. So those are the five things that we teach and coach our people on.
I love it. And this program was not meant to be a commercial for Mike's course, although I think at this time in our real estate profession that if you feel a bit of need to be more consistent and be better at helping your buyers and your sellers, that's the number one, that no matter what you do, that you are always helping the person that you're working for, as you mentioned, the person who you have a fiduciary relationship with. And as long as you remember that always, that's what we're talking about, character. It's doing the right thing, giving. There's so much giving in Mike's program. There's so much giving in the weekly program, daily program that I'm a part of, which is Active Rain. And it, to me, has the same kind of philosophy, Mike. You get by giving. What can I do to help someone else become a better real estate agent, a better real estate professional, and therefore make it better for the buyers and the sellers out there? And I think that kind of sums up what you do, what Ann did with teaching the Fast Start class, hopefully what I'm doing to share this knowledge not only with the public, but also with real estate professionals. I think, Mike and Ann, I think you both can hear and also know my excitement and love of this business, and I've been doing it for a while, and I've always said, once it stops being fun, it's time for me to leave. Well, guys, it's still fun, and it's still fun talking to Ann. It's still fun talking to Mike, and I love everything to do with All About Real Estate. Mike, you want to kind of sum up? I see we're at the end of the program. Give us a quick summary.
Well, I would just like to say two things. One thing about the story we told, the reason we told the story about the 100-year-old World War II veteran, is it's never too late.
I love it.
But here's the other thing, and you just said it in so many words, Margaret, you know, there are people out there who will help you. You don't have to do this all by yourself. You're not alone. Whether you're a buyer or seller out there in the market, or you're an agent who just feels, I don't know, isolated.
That's true.
You're not alone.
You're not alone if you reach out. But
right.
People don't know that you need until you reach out. You know, nobody is sitting there while you're in your living room doing nothing saying, oh, I wonder if Margaret needs some help today. We need to share where we get our help. Therefore, we can help so many other people. And you two epitomize that help and caring and everything that I love about real estate.
Yeah. Can I just throw in a quick word, too?
Of course.
And that's to say, Mike, you presented the things that you were asked to talk about so well. Item number one, item number two, so on and so forth. Very clear and understandable. If there are any real estate agents out there who've been thinking to themselves, gee, you know, I'd really like to get into some kind of program that I can really help me improve on my business, rerun this program if it's possible, because you should have heard through Mike just a brief overview of all the things that you'll learn if you take the Floyd Wickman program.
Anne, I so agree with you, and can you believe, guys, we are out of time. Thank you, Ann Ruby. Thank you, Mike Palin. I love you both.
Thank you, Margaret.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank
Margaret
you,
Rome, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM.